From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A leading critic of Tuesday's landmark nuclear accord with Iran has conceded that the U.S. Congress is unlikely to be able to block the deal, despite strong opposition from Republican lawmakers who control both chambers. Senator John McCain, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, told VOA, "It's doubtful, just doubtful, that enough Democrats would join with Republicans to override a presidential veto of congressional votes disapproving the deal." Those votes could come in late September, 60 days after lawmakers begin a review period of the accord. Congress has a contingent of strongly pro-Israel Democrats, many of whom have expressed deep reservations about a nuclear accord with Iran. McCain said he expected the White House will put enormous pressure on these Democratic senators not to block the deal. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says increased congressional supervision of the Federal Reserve would reduce its independence and hurt the economy. Fed Chair Janet Yellen spoke at a contentious hearing of the House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday. She said, "Efforts to further increase transparency could undermine the Federal Reserve's ability to make policy in the long-run best interest of American families and businesses." Committee Chairman Jeb Hensarling and other Republicans are investigating a leak of confidential information from the Fed about bond-buying plans. The central bank supporters say it needs independence from political pressures so it can make decisions such as raising interest rates that are good for long-term economic health but may be politically unpopular. This is VOA News. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed at least 45 people in northeastern Nigeria, the latest in a series of deadly attacks in the area. Witnesses say gunmen stormed the town of Mayonok on Monday evening and killed at least 30 people in addition to burning down hundreds of homes. Abubakar Dunmalam, who is a civilian and helping in the group fight the army, the militants, said some victims were burnt beyond recognition. The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency has endorsed political negotiations with the Kabul government and foreign countries to seek a peaceful end to the 14-year-old war. Taliban leader Mullah Omar annually releases messages in connection with the Eid festival, justifying the group's war in Afghanistan. But Wednesday's statement offered an unprecedented defense of the recent engagement with Afghan and foreign peace negotiators. The reclusive Taliban leader said the dialogue is a religiously legitimate strategy aimed at driving foreign troops from Afghanistan and establishing a pure Islamic state in the country. The United Nations Children's Fund warns up to 1.3 million people in battle-scarred areas of eastern Ukraine are facing a serious water crisis. UNICEF reports ongoing fighting between government forces and pro-Russian separatists are damaging or destroying water lines, leading to acute water shortages. Lisa Schlein reports.
The water crisis is centered in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk regions. The United Nations Children's Fund reports fighting in this region has seriously disrupted the supply of safe drinking water for up to 1.3 million children and adults. It says more than 470,000 people in rebel-controlled areas of the Luhansk region also lack a good water supply. This, it says, is forcing many families to travel to neighboring villages to get water from functioning wells. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Mexican troops were deployed Wednesday in the municipality of Badiraguato, including roads leading to La Tuna, the birthplace of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, as part of an operation to recapture him. Soldiers have set up checkpoints there, stopping vehicles and reviewing driver's licenses and registration. Mexican police are also engaged in a larger manhunt in the country. Guzman managed to escape through a 1.5-kilometer tunnel. Officials say the tunnel would have required noisy digging equipment. They're investigating to see if he got help. And U.S. scientists are prepared to release photos Wednesday that will offer the closest look ever at Pluto, after an unmanned NASA spacecraft whizzed by the distant dwarf planet following a 4.8 billion-kilometer 10-year journey. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.